This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nagdhunga Sisnekhola Tunnel comes into operation, marking Nepal's first road tunnel and a major leap in road transport. All-side meeting calls to maintain social harmony in Sunsari. Prohibitory order issued in Dewanganj and nearby areas. Health workers suspend all services, including emergency care at Narayani Hospital in protest against assault on doctor. And France Spain battle monster wildfires with more heat on the way. Now the news in detail. The Nagdhunga Sisnekhola Tunnel has been formally inaugurated today. Minister for Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal, Ambassador of Japan to Nepal Maida Toru and President of the Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA Akihiko Tanaka jointly inaugurated the 2,688 meters long tunnel. On the occasion, JICA President Tanaka described the tunnel project as a historic and transformative achievement in Nepal's transport and development journey. Ambassador Toru said the tunnel construction was completed through the Japanese government's official development assistance, ODA, and the tireless efforts of Nepali technical personnel and workers. He said the project has further strengthened the trust and long-standing partnership between the governments of Nepal and Japan. Although the project was originally scheduled for completion by the 26th of April in 2023, construction was hampered by delays on the part of the contractor, the COVID-19 pandemic and the local obstructions. An all-party meeting held today at the District Administration Office in Sunsari concluded calling for all sides to maintain social harmony in the community. According to Assistant Chief District Officer Poshan Lamithane, the meeting presided over by the Chief District Officer Basudev Ghimire urged all stakeholders to take effective measures from their respective levels to maintain law and order in the areas affected by the incident that occurred at Kaptanganj in Dewanganj Rural Municipality 3. The local administrations has issued a prohibitory order in Dewanganj, Ghuski, Kaptanganj, Bhutaha and Harinagar Bazar from 7 a.m. today. Lamithane said security personnel have been deployed to prevent any untoward incidents in these areas and normal life has gradually started returning. 24-year-old Om Prakash Mehetawu, who was injured in police firing following a clash between two groups in Kaptanganj on Sunday night, died while undergoing treatment. Representatives of major political parties, security agencies and other stakeholders attended the meeting. Meanwhile, in the wake of the untoward incident, the Ministry of Home Affairs has recalled Chief District Officer CDO of Sunsari District, Basudev Ghimire, and the district chiefs of the security bodies. Ministry stated that CDO of Sunsari was recalled and Ishwari Prasad Aryal, the CDO of Songkhwa Sabha district, was sent as the CDO of Sunsari. Doctors and health workers have continued their strike on Monday in protest against the vandalism at Narayani Hospital and the assault on a doctor that took place last Saturday in Birganj. Protesting health workers staged a demonstration at Ghantaghar Chowk in Birganj today, demanding legal action against those responsible and guarantees for the safety and security of medical personnel. Since Sunday, they have suspended all services, including emergency care at Narayani Hospital, as part of their protest. Following a call by the Nepal Medical Association, doctors from private hospitals in Birganj have also joined the protest, disrupting the treatment services at most hospitals in the city. As a result, patients seeking medical care have been facing serious difficulties. On Monday, acting medical superintendent of Narayani Hospital, Dr. Chitranjan Shah, issued a statement urging the Barsa District Police Office to identify those involved through CCTV footage and take strict legal action against them. Dr. Pramod Ram, who was seriously injured in the assault, is being prepared for transfer to Kathmandu for further treatment. The incident occurred on Sunday after 45-year-old Rajkumar Patel of Birganj 25 died during treatment. Enraged Relatives and local residents vandalized the hospital's emergency ward and brutally assaulted Dr. Ram. Police have detained one suspect in connection with the incident, although the person's identity has not been disclosed. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Food Safety on Monday urged protesting doctors to resume work immediately, assuring an impartial investigation and legal action against those responsible for the assault. The ministry also formed a 5-member probe committee under the ministry's joint secretary, Bhupendra Thapa. The committee has a week-long period to submit the report. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha held talks with Santhaman Tamang, chairperson of Thadi Rural Municipality, on disaster management, education, health and communication. During the meeting at the ministry today, Minister Dr. Timmal Sinha reviewed the municipality's development status, challenges and public expectations and pledged to address local needs in line with the federal government's plans. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam has called on people for her constituency to unite and actively support development efforts. Addressing a religious event in Madi of Chitwan on Monday, Minister Gautam reaffirmed her commitment to Madi's development and pledged to stand by its people in every difficulty. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has warned businesses to immediately stop the physical and online sale and distribution of goods banned by the government of Nepal after receiving complaints about such activities. In a notice issued today, the department urged all importers, traders and sellers to strictly comply with legal provisions and government restrictions on banned items. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जहाँ कनेक्टेड रहनुस् इन्टरनेट मसाप गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Matthew Alex Jones, a 48-year-old American citizen, died after collapsing during a morning walk in Sedi of Pokhara Metropolitan City 18 of Kaski District on Sunday. He was rushed to Metro City Hospital where doctors pronounced him dead. Police said the body has been sent to Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences for a post-mortem, which will determine the cause of death. Jones had been staying at a local residence in Sedi for the past month. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Firefighters are tackling major wildfires in France and Spain, with one blaze around 15 kilometers from the south of Bordeaux. The BBC cited a British woman as saying it felt like being in a war zone, while one resident in Bordeaux says there was a calm, but people are now feeling anxious and fearful. Planes are dropping retardant in some parts of France and Spain where wildfires are burning. In France, the weather is set to worsen wildfire conditions. Earlier, a giant fire thunderstorm was created in the Gironde region. More than 300,000 people have been evacuated across both countries, with many sleeping in sports halls or exhibition centers. Weather forecasters warn another heat wave could hit France from Tuesday, with temperatures reaching 40 degrees Celsius in some areas. Heavy rains and flooding in Pakistan have killed at least 107 people, injured 344 others and damaged hundreds of homes since the start of the monsoon season in June, authorities said, warning of more downpours later this week. Al Jazeera cited the National Disaster Management Authority on Sunday as saying the death toll from rain-related incidents since late June has reached 107. Khyber Pakhtunkhwa has recorded the highest number of deaths, 55, followed by Punjab with 36. Three people have been killed and several others injured following a shooting at a food festival near the Space Needle in Seattle on Sunday. The BBC cited police as saying two suspects were shooting at each other. One of the suspects is in custody and the other still at large, although officials have said there is no threat to public. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan region. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Tarai regions. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, as well as at few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nagdhunga Sisne Khola Tunnel comes into operation, marking Nepal's first road tunnel and a major leap in road transport. All side meeting calls to maintain social harmony in Sunsari prohibitory order issued in Dewanganj and nearby areas. Health workers suspend all services including emergency care at Narayani Hospital in protest against assault on doctor. And France Spain battle monster wildfires with more heat on the way. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.